Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Welcome back to Among Monsters, the world's most terrifying true crime podcast. I'm Damien Vale, and tonight we take to the skies. Our destination, nowhere safe, because the man we're about to meet didn't bring postcards. He brought butcher knives. He was polite, British, soft-spoken. He smiled in photographs. And he always traveled alone. His name was John Martin Scripps. And in the mid-1990s, this wandering executioner used international airports, hotel rooms, and false passports as tools of a dark trade, stalking, murdering, and dismembering tourists across the globe. This is the story of a killer with a suitcase full of secrets. A story where the check-in desk is your last stop and the concierge is death itself. This is The Tourist from Hell, born to drift, destined to dismember. John Martin Scripps was born in Letchworth, Hertfordshire, in 1959, a clean-cut English town known for gardens, trains, and quiet lives. But there was nothing quiet about the boy growing up inside the Scripps household. His father, a violent man, took his own life when John was just 10 years old. That trauma didn't heal. It fermented. By his teenage years, Scripps was already slipping into the underbelly, stealing, dealing, drifting. He wasn't reckless. He was precise. And by 1980, at just 21, he'd graduated to armed robbery. He robbed a wine merchant with a stun gun and a pistol. Cold. Clinical. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and that's where things changed. Inside the gray walls of British incarceration, Scripps didn't waste time sulking. He learned. He read. And from one particular cellmate, a skilled butcher, he learned the art of dismemberment. Let that sink in. Not chess, not poetry, but how to dismantle a human body cleanly, efficiently, like cutting meat from the bone. When he got out, he had a new skill set, and he was ready to travel. Killer with a passport. Scripps didn't stay still. He moved like mist, slipping through countries under aliases, collecting fake passports like souvenirs. He was charming, courteous. He wore loafers, not boots, carried guidebooks, smiled in customs lines. But underneath that passport photo was a predator who didn't hunt for trophies. He hunted for money. And the thrill of watching life leave the eyes of a stranger. In 1995, his dark tourism began in earnest. Destination, Singapore. He checked into the Riverview Hotel using a false identity. There, he crossed paths with a South African tourist, 36-year-old Gerald Lowe. The two men struck up conversation, bonded over travel. Lo likely saw Scripps as a friendly fellow backpacker, but inside Scripps's suitcase were knives, wrapped, hidden, sharp. Within hours, Gerald Lo was dead. What lies in the bathtub? Hotel staff complained of a strange smell. When police opened the bathroom door of room 1511, they found blood spattered across tiles, and inside the tub, pieces, human pieces. Scripps had butchered the body with terrifying skill, dismembered, wrapped, and flushed parts of it down the toilet. The remaining pieces were double-bagged and tossed into Singapore's MacRitchie Reservoir. And just like that, Scripps vanished into the humid air. His next stop? Thailand. There he used Lowe's passport to check into another hotel, still calm, still unbothered. He was a ghost with credit cards. And soon he would strike again.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
The Canadian couple. Scripps then made his way to Phuket, Thailand, an exotic paradise of coral reefs, nightlife, and unsuspecting travelers. There he encountered a friendly Canadian couple, Sheila and Darren Damood. They were kind, warm, adventurous, and they were never seen alive again. Once again, Scripps executed his deadly formula. He lured, he killed, he dismembered. With surgeon-like precision, he cut their bodies into multiple pieces, packed them into suitcases, and dumped them into the ocean like forgotten luggage. A fisherman discovered a floating bag. Inside were the remains of the Damoodis, decomposing limbs packed with callous care. The press was stunned. The Singaporean government was furious. Interpol was alerted. A manhunt was now global. But Scripps was already back in Singapore. Cool as ever. Dining in Chinatown using Gerald Lowe's credit card. Caught by a receipt. Scripps didn't make mistakes until he did. Authorities, piecing together passport activity and surveillance footage, began tracking the mysterious man traveling under the name Simon Davis, one of the stolen aliases. They found a receipt, a single hotel slip. It led them to the Riverview Hotel, room 1511, the scene of Lowe's murder. From there, it snowballed. Fingerprints matched. The web of stolen identities unraveled, and the killer's path was exposed. Singapore to Thailand, back to Singapore, then on to England. But before he could strike again, they got him. March 1995, Singapore's airport. John Martin Scripps was arrested. He was calm, emotionless, almost relieved. Inside his bags, knives, bleach, latex gloves, zip ties, and multiple passports. It was the luggage of a man prepared for murder. Trial of the tourist from hell. The trial was quick. Singapore does not tolerate murder. When that murder involves dismembering tourists and flushing their bodies down drains, sympathy is in short supply. The press dubbed him the tourist from hell. Tabloids exploded. Cameras lined the courthouse. But Scripps? He sat still, blank-faced. He didn't deny the killings. He barely reacted. His defense was weak claims of abuse, of trauma, of confusion. But no one bought it. The evidence was overwhelming. DNA, witness testimony, stolen documents, credit card use, surveillance footage, luggage remnants. All roads led to him. On November 20th, 1995, Scripps was found guilty of murder and sentenced to death by hanging. He made no final appeal. Justice on the rope. On April 19th, Changi Prison in Singapore, John Martin Scripps was executed. He was 36 years old. His body was cremated and his ashes scattered. Destination unknown. What he left behind was a trail of questions, of grief, of horror. How many did he really kill? Some speculate there were more victims in Mexico, the U.S., Europe. But we may never know. He was Britain's first known serial killer to be executed abroad, an eerie legacy, a reminder that evil doesn't always scream. Sometimes it just checks in quietly. John Martin Scripps was not a monster who lived in darkness. He walked in sunlight, smiled at border agents, took photographs of sunsets. But in the shadows of hotel corridors, he became something else entirely. He turned paradise into purgatory and carried death in his carry-on. I'm Damien Vale. This was Among Monsters, and wherever your next vacation takes you, look around, because the man in the lobby, the one holding the map, wearing the polite grin, he may not be a tourist at all. He might be Among Monsters.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.